chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in this holy ground of the church. Sunday that we're celebrating together as we think of holy ground. We talked a bit about that Wednesday night. Holy ground is wherever God's presence is. And is God's presence here? Indeed, God's presence is here with us. So we are on holy ground. And we're going to pray up at the Keswick Landing Field. And claim that as holy ground for God's Spirit to move mightily in our midst and in these days of our gospel tent meeting. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1. You have your Bible there, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're going to begin here reading at verse 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sophanes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus, our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus, that all of you speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Title of today's message is What the Church Needs. What the church needs today. Father, bless your word to our hearts now as we consider what you would have for us today. Lord, as we consider what is for today and what is for the church tomorrow and moving forward in the weeks and months and years, tarry until your son returns or until you call us home. And we're longing for that day when your son will return. We're waiting in expectancy for you to come and to hear that trumpet sound, and to hear the voice of the angels, and hear you call our name, and we will be risen with you in that rapture. So we thank you for that. Meanwhile, Lord, we have a work to do, and that work is through the church, the local church and the universal church of believers all around the world. We need you to help us to do what you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you know that the true church, the people of God, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, who call upon his name, is a